Hi guys.
Hey guys, we're actually together today.
Yes. Last time we recorded remotely from our separate locations, but today I'm in Detroit, so we're recording a few episodes.
Yeah, so we'll be like just going through different things with you guys, and hopefully we actually have good content to put out. So bear with us, we're new to this, but we'll get you guys some good episodes of it.
Yeah, so today we wanted to talk about natural hair and medicine. Both of us are natural.
Yeah, so we'll talk about a little bit about our like hair journeys. Maria has locks and I have natural hair, so kind of similar but very different.
And Tammy likes to like separate me from the natural hair community.
I really don't think so. I feel like you're part of it.
Yes,
like the distinct.
I feel that. I feel that. So yeah, I have locks. I've been locked for. Wow,
I've been. I thought you were just 7 years, not too long ago.
Yeah, 2012. Yeah, so I'm 7 years. 7 years locked.
Yeah, and I'm going on 5 years natural. I'll be 5 years natural on November 28th. You guys know I remember dates of this year, so very exciting.
And we thank God she went natural because Tammy was working a struggle blend.
With her. First of all, anyways, so I remember when I decided to go natural. It was during my first semester in undergrad, and I remember calling up my mom and telling her like I want to go natural, and she was totally against it. She looked at me and she called. I was on the phone with her, so she didn't look at me, but she was just like, why are you deciding to be a rebel? We don't do that. Like, why would you want to do that? You won't be able to maintain it. Like, just a lot of different things. You can tell that, like, being natural, especially within African communities and African families, is just not something that's very, like, acceptable. Like, people like straight hair and they like well-kept hair. That's what my mom was saying. So when I decided to do that, that was the first time I think I've ever done something that my mom was, like, against. And it felt very empowering. Like, I felt like I was, like, finally my own person.
Stepping into womanhood.
Yeah, I was. Like, my first semester. Actually, this kind of seemed like I was trying to be a rebel. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't. But my friend Kellen was, our friend Kellen was, she was natural. And also my friend Mala at that time was natural, too. So they were, like, pushing me. They were like, oh, you should do it. And I decided to take that step. And I remember going on a cruise with family, and my mom gave me an ultimatum. She was just like, either you perm your hair, because we're not doing this whole transition state. I was trying to transition, and she's like, either you perm your hair or I'm cutting it all off. So she really didn't give me an option. Mm-hmm. I had to big chop. So that November after Thanksgiving, she literally sat me, like I sat down and she cut off all my hair. I looked like a complete boy for a while.
Not.
I really think I did.
Cool.
But yeah, so that's like how I just went into being natural. And I remember when I saw my hair on the floor and I was just like, wow, this is, I feel like I'm a new person. But I really liked it, and I've learned a lot about my hair during my journey, but I've learned to really embrace it. And now I'm like, my hair is my the favorite part that I have of myself. Like, whenever people ask me, what do you love about yourself? The first thing I say is my hair. So it's amazing. It's incredible. But it's just like my little backdrop. I'll let Maria talk. I tend to over talk. So
you really
how
don't.
Did you get to be locked?
So I'm locked 7 years, but I cut my hair to go natural 8 years. So I was natural for a year, but instead of doing like the big chop, I transitioned for a while. So I had like clip and extension, so I'd like straighten my hair. It looked good though.
It looked good. That sounds questionable.
Me and my mom went through so many like stages. Like, we used glue. We never did the braid, but like we ended up with a clip in. So I'd like part it, put a clip in, so I'd have like clip ins for each section of my hair, and I'd have it
so
down.
So you looked like you had longer dress.
So I looked like I had longer hair. Yeah. So that's what we were doing for a while, and then I cut my hair. And then I was natural for a year, and then I decided to lock it. My mom was already locked, but I didn't think that
we could have been natural sisters.
we could have, but I went another
natural. We met.
We are natural sisters, though. Anyway. I don't understand the disconnect.
Okay, continue. Go ahead.
My mom had locks, but I didn't really see locks as something that I wanted until I got on Tumblr and I saw all these beautiful ways that locks could, you know, beautiful things that locks could do, how versatile it could be. So I decided to lock
That's
my hair.
That's interesting, because why? One of the reasons why, like, when I was going, like, deciding whether or not I wanted to go natural, and I was just like, I'd rather, like, I'm going to go natural instead of, like, locking my hair, mm-hmm. was because I was scared of commitment. And I was like, I feel like doing locks, it would give me like less variety to do with my hair. And that was like my thing. Like, I don't want to lock my hair because I don't want to be like stuck with like a style that I might like have to like keep for a long time. So it's interesting that you went on Tumblr. Tumblr was a week back then. I don't even know if it is right now, but it's interesting that you went on Tumblr and you were able to see like different styles and stuff.
I hear that a lot of people think that locks are like the end, you know, it's just one style. But I think I'm kind of lazy low key. I don't do a lot with my hair.
I've been following a lot of like, I guess being on the Medlock and seeing like Maria follows like every lock doc. She really does. So I get to see like a lot of people with like styling their locks in like mm-hmm. different ways, and it actually like it's very versatile.
There's different ways So when I finally locked, I did 2-strand twists, so it kind of like retained the length, and then I went for it. But like the whole like Nigerian community with like natural hair, let alone like locks, my dad's a pastor, so me and my mom having locks, a lot of people would talk to him a certain way.
You have your mom, I think
And I have my dad too. My dad was super supportive of it as well. Yeah. Like he'd rather loose natural hair, but he prefers dreads to relaxed hair. And that's something that I really appreciate about him. But like a lot of people have things to say. A lot of people still have things to say.
People will always have things.
Yeah, but it fits me. It's fit me for the last 7 years.
It really does.
Years.
I can't imagine you without locks.
Yeah, I can't either. Sometimes I get tired of it, but...
Okay, side note, guys. So there was this period of time when Maria wanted to try wigs. So she got like this wig and tried it on, and I remember she posted and everyone was like, oh my God, did you cut your locks? And she's like, no, it's under here. And it was just interesting seeing her with like
different hair.
Just different hair. Like I was just like, who is this person? But continue.
Yeah, that was different. Sometimes I do wish that I could do, because you know, like some people look really, really good with wigs, and sometimes I want to change it up a little bit.
That's my style. I love it.
I feel that. That's the one thing that I wish I had. But the locks are just really thick. I feel like if they were shorter, I'd be able to fit it under a wig cap. But since they're not short, I can't. That was my journey. And now I'm here.
Yeah, like 7 years later, 5 years later. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yay.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about like just going through like professional environments with our kind of hair. Like black hair is like, it's very... Like you get very intimidated and stuff like that. So how was it during the interview process for you? Because I had definitely like had my own experiences and stuff.
I think it was kind of easier for me because I'd already had my hair for so long, so I knew what styles to do in certain settings. I did make a conscious decision to do my hair the same way every interview, just because I felt like it allowed me to bring my best foot forward, put my best foot forward. So I would always like tie it back in a low ponytail. And I felt like that was a professional look. I don't think that I would have ventured to like leave it down because it would have gotten in the way. But it being sleek and back, I felt like that was a good look.
I think I did the same thing. The interviews that I did go on, I had my hair slicked back. And I remember like contemplating if I should like doing a twist out, like leave my hair down, and like being nervous about that, like what if like I get to the interview and they look at my hair and they think like certain things. So it's annoying that we have to be like super conscious about that, like we have to like, because I see other girls like during the interviews that had their hairs down, like hair down.
Yeah, they had
different. They weren't black obviously, but they had their hair down and stuff like that. So it's sad that we have to be super conscious about like, oh, our hair has to look extra like slick back, professional and stuff like that. Like we can't just like go into an interview with our hair confident that somebody isn't going to give us like, it's going to give us the benefit of the doubt to get to know us past
what we look like. Yeah. I think that's like, that's something that a lot of people deal with.
There's a lot of just stigma attached, and like natural hair is just like a taboo subject for everyone and stuff like that. So I just feel like, no, it's hard. It's definitely difficult and stuff. But
it is difficult. Yeah. It is difficult.
Yeah.
But we're here.
We are.
We're here. And hopefully we'll be able to pave the way for other natural people, you know, to navigate medicine without feeling judged or stigmatized by wearing their hair a certain way.
And I'm seeing it more. Like, I remember when I was going natural and, like, everyone around me wasn't really. And I'm seeing, like... most of like my cousins and everything have gone natural now.
Exactly.
So I'm seeing like there's a new wave picking up of like women really embracing like the hair God gave them and like really just being full blown out. Well, not full blown out. I know some people are still like insecure about it and everything, but they're at least making like strides to be a little bit more confident in their hair.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. I see a lot on even like social media and like just media in general, like a lot of women rocking their natural hair. So it really does, like, it creates a space for us to be able to occupy with people doing that. So it's very nice.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people giving other people the permission to be their true self is something that's important. I feel like a lot of people like to say that they're independent of other people's thoughts of how media portrays Black people, mm-hmm. but that's just who we are, you know? That stuff matters. How we're portrayed as matters. How we're seen matters. So being able, you know, like, there's people before me, older than me, you know, that had natural hair, people that I saw. It was literally, like I just said before, like, seeing people on Tumblr that wore it so brave and strong inspired me to do it. So I hope to be that person for other people.
This reminds me, but we were having a conversation, like, after she gave, like, a speech during, like, her, one of the SNMA events, and she was just like, it's important that you not only let, like, give people the ability to occupy spaces, but also, like, give them the permission to be, like, their fully authentic selves and stuff. And I think that's like, the key to all of it. It's nice to have, like, women that, like, occupy these spaces, but do you really, like, does society really empower them to really, like, feel like they can be their true selves? Whether it's rocking their natural hair or just being, like, just being themselves.
Yeah. Just being themselves.
That's another episode.
It's
very difficult.
It is.
Just being and stuff. You feel like you always have to, like, put on a certain perception or a certain persona just to be able to fit in certain spaces. And that's a whole different topic on its own, because, like, in medicine, my gosh, like, it's harder. It's a lot harder.
A lot harder to navigate those spaces. And you don't even see it coming, like, pressure coming, and it's there.
And then you go back home and you're like, dang, that sucked. I wasn't myself.
Right.
I had my hair, like, I was trying to accommodate other people's, like, ideas of me, like, feelings of me, the way I styled my hair that day.
Yeah.
And
you weren't expressing yourself the way you wanted to.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Have you had any experiences in medical school or the healthcare
field? So I had, I was volunteering once in the hospital. It was during my first year. And I remember, like, I had my white coat on, very professional. Like I looked professional, but my hair was, like, this was the first time I had my hair, like, full out, like, braid out, like, full big afro, kind of, like, my hair, like, kind of lays down a little bit, but it was, like, very big. And I was walking through, like, the OBGYN department at Hutzel's Women's Hospital, which is right across my school, and everyone was just, like, looking at me, like, it was very uncomfortable and very isolating, because I could tell, like, they were looking at my hair and stuff, because there wouldn't be any problem to look at. I looked like I belonged there. I was wearing my white coat, everything else. But everyone just kept on looking at me, like, with a certain, like, why are you doing this and stuff? Like, why does your hair look like that? And I remember getting back home from that volunteering event, and I really went in the mirror and I was just like, that sucked. It was very, like, uncomfortable, and it felt really bad. It felt like I couldn't. I couldn't, like, that's my hair. That's how it normally grows out of my head and stuff. So, I'm hoping that isn't, like, a trend that happens during rotations, because styling natural hair, just doing your hair in school in general, is already too much. So having to wake up and, like, okay, I have to, like, make sure I, like, cause my hair, if I don't slick it back down, it's not going to slick back down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stand up. So I hope that's not a trend where I have to, like, wake up every single morning and, like, oh, I have to put my hair back down. I have to make sure it's, like, there's no bumps in it or stuff like that, and make sure it's, like, very professional looking. Like, I want to just be able to, like, just leave my house. I won't even have time during rotations. Like, just leave my house and, like, my hair's there and, like, this is how I am, and people accept me and stuff.
Exactly.
But I know that that's probably not going to be the reality. So, like, realizing that was why I, like, looked in the mirror and I was just like, dang, that sucked, because I realized that, like, later on down the line, I'm going to have to be extra conscious about this, just because I don't want to feel isolated in these environments. So,
yeah. And that's not the way you should feel.
It really isn't. It's not. What about you? You just dyed your hair recently, so.
Okay, yeah.
I know that comes with, that's a lot, sis.
I've had a few comments.
A few or a lot.
I mean, this is something I've wanted to do for a minute. I think it wasn't that big of a deal. I was just like, okay, one of the people that's in my medical school,
mm-hmm.
she was like, I want to dye my locks that color. And then one of her coworkers looked at her and was like, you'd get fired. And that just kind of felt like a back shot on me. Yeah. Like, oh, your hair is not professional enough. And I had like another student come up to me one time and she's like, did you mean to dye your hair this vibrant? Like she said the color that wasn't even the color it is. And I was like, yeah, yeah, that's what I meant to do. And she was like, well, I decided to dye my hair darker, you know, for a professional reason. And that was just like a big eye roll. But I think that it's definitely, I've talked to this about this to a couple of people, that it's definitely like scared me, that if I go into rotations with my hair this color, that I'll be judged before people get to know me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, that's why I decided to do it during my second year. You know, I'm not in rotations yet. So I decided I was going to do it this year. And if I decide, that I can't take, you know, bringing this to third year, I'll just dye it back to black. Mm-hmm. But I've actually loved it.
I loved it on you too.
Thank you. And I think that I'm going to keep it red for third year and fourth year.
Honestly, like, since it's on recording, you have to do it now.
But like, third year, most likely. Fourth year, maybe. With another set of interviews. Yeah.
But I think it really like brings out like a certain part of you and everything that was probably, which is weird because it's like you're not born with red hair and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a different part of your personality that I think other people are getting to see. It's taking a step like being more confident in like what you want to do and stuff like that. And I like it.
I agree. That's the feel that redhead. Redhead.
Ariel.
I'm done.
But yeah, so that was pretty much what we wanted to talk about and stuff. We're hoping that like showing more natural hair, and I'll be trying to do that because I feel like I wear wigs a lot, showing our natural hair a little bit more, and like even just giving advice on different styles to do. Maybe that's something we can probably start doing.
Yeah,
like interview season and like different like just styles to do with your natural hair, because it's very difficult. So
yeah, how do you maintain your hair during?
It's hard. Like, I remember I posted like I think it was like a 10 step or something, like some part one, part two, summer. I can't even remember, but it was something about natural hair and like the different things that I do on Instagram. Okay. So you guys can go back and look at that post. But it's really hard trying to be disciplined with your natural hair. I was reading this quote and it said, how you do anything is how you do everything. So I've been trying to like work on even like being disciplined in my natural hair, and I notice that when I am disciplined with my natural, it carries over to the different things like sticking to my schedule and like different things. I tend to carry that over in lots of things that I do with my life and stuff. So in terms of maintaining it, I would like to say I try to like wash and deep condition my hair like every, at least bi-weekly. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of slacking on this third week. I need to do that this weekend, but that is like the goal. It does make your hair, like deep conditioning my hair makes it way more manageable. Like I would struggle with dry hair for the longest time. And it's weird I was natural for 4 years and I didn't know how to properly moisturize my hair. And I would always get frustrated because I'm like, why is my hair always dry? Like, I remember like each time I would take off my braids, I'd be like, let me cut this all of this off. And like, my hair is pretty long right now. So thank God I'm not that impulsive that I would do that, because I would honestly regret it. But deep conditioning my hair helps it be more manageable, like softer and everything. And also doing the lock method, which is weird because it's not like locks, but it's called the lock method.
She makes this joke every time.
Leave-in oil and cream. Yeah, so that helps. But I changed the oil from olive oil and like coconut oil, which sucks, giving you guys a heads up right now, to Jamaican black castor oil. And that like literally seals in moisture in my hair so well. So I can do like a braid out just to stretch out my hair, because it's a lot easier to manage when it's stretched out. Mm-hmm. Like I can do more styles with it. And then come back the next day, the third day after that, fourth day, and it's still really moisturized. Mm-hmm. So I can like just do little styles. I do two strand twists a lot. Like that's been like my summer style, because it's cute, it's convenient, mm-hmm. and it's very easy to just like leave my hair and everything. And I don't have to like think about it. I can wash my hair in it, deep condition my hair in it. So those are just like little tips. I do buns a lot. I remember during undergrad, I remember someone telling me like, why is your hair always in a bun? And I was just like, worry about yourself. What's wrong with you, please? Like, this is my hair. But I do buns a lot and I do two strand twists a lot. I'm trying to transition over to doing a little bit more like more style. So hopefully you guys will see in a couple of, maybe a week or so, like me with a different style, we'll see. But two strand twists and buns are the way to go for school. Like, because it's really hard to manage your hair in medical school. Like, there's no time to really do anything.
It is hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard. For my first year, like, it's been different this year, mm-hmm. but for my first year, I found someone on YouTube who did, like, twists, like, mm-hmm. I don't know what she called them, but they were, like, big jumbo twists out of her locks, so she'd mm-hmm. use maybe four locks to make twists, but I just didn't like the way that my ends were, because they're kind of uneven, so I ended up finding this, like, method that I could put little balls at the end of my locks.
Oh, I remember you doing that. It was really
cool. And just having it in that protective style, it allowed me to wash my hair as much as I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I keep it in that for like 3 to 4 weeks, depending on how long our block was. Mm-hmm. And then I wash it in between as needed. And then at the end of the block, that weekend afterwards, before the new block started, I just do my hair again.
That's usually what I used to mm-hmm. do too.
So it was very convenient mm-hmm. at that time to do that, but it got old. You know, I like having my hair down and having it in like the jumbo twists all the time. I just felt like the beauty of my locks wasn't being shiny. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this year so far, I've worn it down a lot more. I haven't done the protective styles as much. But that means that I have to do it a lot more often, because the reason why I put it in the protective styles was that I could wash it without having to restyle it. Mm-hmm. When I wash it, when it's loose, I have to often like retwist it, or it's going to look really like the new growth, like it untwists itself. So it looks like I have a lot of new growth. Mm-hmm. So that was better for last year. So I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do this year. Last block, I washed it in the beginning, halfway through the block, I retwisted the front, and that worked. So maybe that's what I'll continue to do, but we'll see.
I think so. It's a form of self-care too, to be honest.
Like, it is.
Doing my hair has become a
form. Being your baddest self.
So we're gonna try to like work on doing more styles with our hair. We owe it to you guys, so hopefully we can
inspire. We owe it to ourselves,
yeah. So hopefully we can inspire you guys to like rock your natural hairs a little bit more.
Because it's beautiful. Natural hair is beautiful.
It is amazing. It's so versatile. So we want you guys to be more confident in yourselves too.
In every professional,
like just being your authentic self in any environment.
Any setting. Regardless of who's there. Exactly. So we want to thank you guys once again for joining us for the Med Locket. We look forward to continuing this relationship with you, and we hope to talk to you guys next time.
Yeah. So follow us on Instagram, and also make sure to tune in to our podcast episodes. We're also on Spotify if you're on Apple. Vice versa, make sure you go both ways. Like, listen more than once. Listen to past episodes. Just get yourself engulfed in it. But we're gonna be putting more episodes out.
So every second and fourth Friday, the Med Locket. Bye, guys.
Bye.